Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You just heard the words of the prophet Micah and his one-line definition of the spiritual life. He proclaims, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Let's face it, there is no getting around it. The life of discipleship involves service to others. The Gospel of John reports Jesus saying, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." And God intends to keep on loving that world through us. Justice and love, they are not options for followers of Jesus. Service, in fact, is a key mark of discipleship. Scripture inextricably links love of God with love of neighbor and calls people again and again to service, justice, and mercy. The stories, teachings, and parables of Jesus consistently point toward God's love for the poor, the sick, the outcast, the most vulnerable, even against the resistance of the religious authorities and the advice of his disciples. Jesus repeatedly crossed boundaries, healing the sick, touching the unclean, eating with tax collectors and sinners, and even risked the violence of the mob to intervene for a woman caught in a sin. In teaching and in action, again and again, Jesus shows that God's way includes costly demonstrations of love, even to the least likely. Stories that Jesus told, like the Good Samaritan, the father who risked humiliation to run out and welcome his prodigal son and also his pouting other son. The story of the rich man's neglect of Lazarus at his gate. They all show who Jesus is, but even more than that, what God intends for each of us. Jesus even suggests that in every act of compassion, we serve him. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you visited me," Jesus says. His disciples didn't get it. They couldn't imagine what he was talking about till he told them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." Jesus also demonstrated the posture of discipleship by getting down on his hands and knees and washing his disciples' feet, taking the form of a servant. And talking directly about servanthood, Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." Clearly, service is an indispensable part of discipleship. Now, at Good Shepherd, it's kind of like preaching to the choir, both literally and figuratively, because service is an obvious passion of the people of God here. As John said in the video, all you have to do is walk through the narthex on any given day and you can see where the heart of this congregation lies and the many opportunities to serve that there are. Others feed my starving children, but that's only the largest and the most prominent. There are so many more ways that the people of Good Shepherd serve in the world, across the world, across the street. Now, maybe you haven't been aware of this, but this isn't the strongest attribute of most Lutherans. Martin Luther started it off. He drew a strict line between good works and salvation. He reminded us rightly that good works do not justify us or put us right before God. Only the death and resurrection of Jesus can do that. But he still goes on to talk about how important and critical service to neighbor is. He started something that called the doctrine of vocation, basically saying that no, we do not have to serve our neighbor in order to earn our place, our love from God. We don't have to do any of that. But we serve our neighbor as a result of God's grace toward us. He notably says that our calling, our vocation, is to love that neighbor because Christ loves them, no matter what. He said, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor sure does. Our relationship with God is based solely on what God has done for us. But being justified by grace in Christ, we're sent back out into that world to love and serve as we have been loved and served, to serve our neighbors whom God loves and serves through us. You might remember Jesus clarified who our neighbor is, not just the person next to us in the pew or the person who looks or acts like us, but anyone in need. Actual human beings that God loves so much that he sent his son. Now, you don't have to go far away, but you can. But you can find your calling, your vocation, your calling to serve and love others with people you meet every single day. And it doesn't matter your occupation, your vocation, your calling is to love and serve those people that God places in your path, whether it's at work or school or on the street corner or in Madagascar. Wherever you are, our calling, our vocation is to love and serve our neighbor. Now, we don't have to do this because we have to, but we do it because we want to. God has so richly blessed us and loved us and given us such grace and mercy that we simply want to share it. Now, there's a challenge, a big one, that it can take us out of our comfort zone. We have to admit it, we're pretty good at taking care of ourselves, not quite so much taking care of others. Jesus warned us, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even the sinners do the same. The challenge, the stretch of discipleship, is to love those that we don't think are all that lovable. People that we might not even like. To love those who don't think or live or act like us. To love even those who are, from time to time, hard to love. And as we do that, we express respect, compassion, and mercy toward those that we may not know and who may not ever be able to pay us back. We simply give and serve as we've been given and served. Repeatedly, Jesus stretched the boundaries. He stepped across social boundaries to serve people at the point of their deepest need. And he offered help and hope, regardless of what society felt those individuals deserved or had earned. He loved the unlovable. He loved the most vulnerable. He offered the same unmerited grace to so-called worst sinners and the greatest saints. He loved them all and served them all without distinction. And so, Christ calls us, gives us a calling, a vocation, to follow in his footsteps, to love and serve this world that God so deeply loves that he sent his own Son. Not because we have to, but because we want to share that love. Again, John, in the video, he reminded us from the book of James, Luther might not have liked that, but that faith without works is dead, or George Farrell's translation of that, faith must be active in love, serving our neighbors in ways large and small, sharing the love of Christ. God does not need our good works, but our neighbor sure does. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.